his clothes not be burned. If you're familiar with fire, I've got a scar right here on my hand. When I was a little boy, I wasn't listening. My mom and dad, we had a fireplace, and mom and dad, I must have been mesmerized by this fire, you know, and like to stoke it and play with it and keep it burning. And mom and dad said, stay out of that fire. Leave that thing alone. And I didn't. And I kept on poking at the fire. And all of a sudden, a log comes rolling down out of the fire. And I, you know, didn't want to get in trouble. I stopped the log. Well, I got burned. Amen? We get burned. Amen? When we do this type of sin. Amen? It is harmful in our lives. It is devastating to us. Whoever touches her will not go unpunished. Proverbs talks about, you know, the marriage covenant. It is a wonderful thing, amen, to be in marriage one with another. But that marriage is sacred. Amen. This world has shamefully taken the marriage vows and just done horrible things with it. Amen. No longer is there marriage that lasts very long. It's sad. It's shameful. When I go to work and I talk to men, and most of them you talk to, very seldom do you find a man that's still married to the same woman. There's so many marriages and divorces and marriages and divorces. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. We have a judge. God is not pleased with adulterers. Amen? This is not pleasing to God. This marriage is a covenant God set up between one man and one woman. Amen? It is not any other. It is between one man and one woman. The marriage covenant. It is not to be tampered with. It is not to be taken lightly. Amen. We must love one another. Amen. We must keep that marriage covenant special. Amen. Amen. If you're struggling in your marriage, do something about it. Make it better. Amen. Hallelujah. Every one of us can use a better marriage. Amen. I dare say if I went around the room and asked questions, I'm not going to. If I asked, you know, how's your marriage? How are things going in your life? You'd probably have some things you could probably improve upon. Amen. Because it is a work in progress. We are still learning about each other. We are still trying to figure each other out and trying to learn how to love in a better way. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:9. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. So we're talking tonight about thou shalt not commit adultery. And we can see here that This is not acceptable with God. I like the next scripture on that, in that verse we just read. It says, but such were. Aren't you glad? Amen. For the cross. Such were some of you. But through the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, that blood covering, amen, he has made us new. Amen. Just as if you never sinned. Praise God. It's knowing God is the greatest thing in earth. Amen. Because I am a sinner. I am a filthy rag, the Bible calls us. Amen. My righteousness, the stuff that I do, it's like filthy rags. But by the grace of God, through His mercy, through what He did for us on the cross, I can be righteous. No matter where I find myself. Amen. No matter what I see, where my life is right now or where it has been in the past, I can still rise up and be righteous and holy before God because of the blood. Amen. Matthew 5:28. It says, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. God, when, you know, we talked last week, God did not come to destroy the law. The law, it was to be a schoolmaster to us. And so, what God is trying to get our attention here is to say, hey, you can be better. You can be a greater person. Amen. And you think that just going out and messing around with somebody and doing the most evil thing in a marriage, you know, is the worst thing? No. When you pay attention to that girl that's walking down the street and you just keep your eyes on her and you just keep looking and you take another look and you drive around the block 6 times, take 6 more looks, amen, you're committing adultery in your heart. Amen. I've heard it said that, you know, women are beautiful. Men. It's the truth. God created us to be drawn to that beauty. It's so true. God has made a great, marvelous thing. It is. But He gave us His Spirit to help us so that when we see that beauty, we can acknowledge it. Woo! There's a beautiful woman. And go on. Amen. Don't linger. Don't, Bible says, flee that youthful lust. Flee, get away from there. That is nothing but trouble. Amen. Especially if you're married. Amen. Brother Mark. God gives us the tools we need to not be drawn into idolatry or adultery. Amen. It's called, He said, flee, run, get away. Your flesh cannot handle it, men, ladies. Amen. We're living in a day where it's not only men that have sexual drives. The ladies are there as well. Amen. And it can consume us as well. And we must guard ourselves against these things. Amen. We must keep our minds and hearts pure. Be careful what we watch. Amen. If you know by going to this news broadcast that this is going to happen or that's going to come up, don't go to that news broadcast. Amen. If you're in these situations, amen, get with a brother or a sister and get with them and confess some things. Amen. Confess that, hey, I'm struggling with this. How many of us struggle with something in our life? It may not be sexual sin. It may not be, you know, really what we call bad sin. But we struggle because we're human beings. Amen. There's nothing wrong with getting one with one another if we have a struggle. And if somebody comes to you, make sure you keep it tight. Amen. Amen. Make sure you honor them, that you don't go telling everybody else their shortcomings. But when you get together with one another and you can sit down and honestly say, hey, I'm struggling. This is tough. This is hard right now. Amen. And you can pray and you can, you know, encourage one another to not give up. You can make it. Pray for one another. Encourage one another. Read the words. Get the word of God in your heart. And let the presence of God be what it's supposed to be in our lives. Our strength. Our help. Amen. We serve a God that cares about us. Amen. And we just need to be careful in our lives. That we can't allow these things to creep into our lives. That we can't allow these things, because let me tell you, friend, adultery destroys lives. Adultery is never pretty. It destroys children, innocent young children. Amen? And even if there's no children, it destroys families. Amen? And it hurts God. Amen. This God created this sacred union. That's right. Amen. He modeled it after his own church, his own bride. Amen. And it burdens God when we fall into these situations. We just need to be careful how we conduct ourselves. Amen. How do we conduct ourselves when we're around people of the opposite sex? Because what you do, how you dress, and how you act can play a part in to slipping into adultery. And you may think, well, I can do it. I can, you know, just flirt and I can have fun. And don't think you got one up on your enemy, because he's very patient and he'll wait and he'll slip some things in on you if he can, because he knows your heart's already there. Because if you're involved in that already, you're already right here where God said you've done it in your mind. You've already committed adultery in your heart. So adultery is even more than just flirting or fooling around with somebody else's mate or forsaking your own for another. It's forsaking God. Amen? We can commit adultery to God. Because when we enter this covenant, this New Testament covenant, and we ask him for forgiveness and we receive his presence Amen. We receive the Spirit of Christ in us. And we're baptized in His name. We are in a covenant with God. And when we go out, we are committing spiritual adultery. It is lusting for things of this world because He alone is not enough for us. We must keep ourselves hungering after Him. Amen. Desiring to be in His house. Desiring to be in His presence. Amen. Amen. It means something not only to Pastor when you're not here. It means something to God when you're not here. He's coming here looking for you. He's coming here wanting to be around you. Wanting to be close to you. Amen. And He's when you're not, He's wondering, where are they? Are they messing around on me? Are they messing up? Are they messing around on me tonight? We need to guard ourselves. Mark 12:30. It says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Amen. Isn't it awesome how all these commandments are tied together? Amen. Are you loving the Lord with all these things? Your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength? Or is your love drawn away by something else or something else or someone else? Who has your heart greater? Is it your family member? Is it your son or your daughter or your husband or your wife or your girlfriend? Who has your attention greater than God? Amen. Where are we? We are adulterers if we do not have wholehearted love, devotion, and obedience to the Most High. Amen. Jesus Christ. He gave us righteous commandments by which we are to live by. Amen. These commandments He wants us to hold dear into our lives. Amen. I'm telling you, if we can keep the Ten Commandments in our life, we will not sin against God. Amen. We can hide these things in our heart. Amen. We're gonna believe and walk in trueness and holiness and righteousness and be good to our neighbors, be good to our mankind that we live with. But we will keep God above it all. Amen? He doesn't want to be second string in your life. Amen? God wants your undivided attention. And if you put that first in your life, if you get God first in your life is going to be so much better. Amen? If we can get up and put God first in all that we do, and we can begin our day out with God, say, God, lead me today. Guide me today. Help me to make right decisions today. Walk with me, Lord. Be there with me. Be able to hear His Spirit talking to you during the day. You're going to talk differently. You're going to make different decisions. You're going to speak to people differently. Amen. Because God is leading you. God is first in your life. That's important. That's important. We must have, amen, God first in our life. This is why the two commandments that summarize all ten loving God with our with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. This will cause us to obey all the commandments. And we must set our minds and wills to be obedient to God. Amen? Is your mind set? Amen? Or what is it that is stealing your attention? What is it that is pulling you and taking you farther and farther from God's presence? Amen. We must not allow anything to come between us, our relationship, our love with God. Amen. That is if you have one. Yeah. That's right. You got to love with God, don't you, Judah? Yes. Amen. Mark 8:38. It says, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Amen. We cannot be ashamed of our Lord. Amen. Can you stand on the job and tell somebody who you are? Are you afraid to mention the name of Jesus when you're out to eat with your family and the waitress walks up? And are you afraid to talk about the Lord? Amen. Are you ashamed of who you are? Amen. My friend, if that's the case, you're tiptoeing down the road of adultery with God. Amen. You need a closeness with God. He needs to be first and foremost in your life. Amen. It ought to be when the waitress walks up, they recognize who we are. That'll give you a real good indication of where you're at, who you're living for, who you're modeling yourself after. Amen. Because people know when God's near. Amen. People can sense something different about you. Amen. People can sense there's something that is going on in that person's life because they're near God. Because we're living in a dark world. Darkness. Just today. Getting ready to leave, and young man says, what are you going to do this weekend? So I'm going to a wedding. He says, me too. Me too. Yeah, it's going to be a Halloween wedding. Really? He says, yeah, I kind of live in the dark side. I'm like, yeah, you do. I said, yeah, there ain't going to be no Halloween for me. Praise God. I don't want nothing to do with that. Amen. Darkness. Things of this world. Amen. I don't want that a part of my life. Amen. Because I have a relationship with God. Amen. His mercy, his goodness to me. I don't want the things of this world a part of my life. In the last days, scoffers will say. Amen. Scoffers will say, there is no God. And for years they have been saying, he's coming back. But he is not. So their hearts grow cold, and they become more and more self-indulgent and cold-hearted, and they feed their flesh. Amen. Are you one of those scoffers that says, is this thing really real? Is this God who he really says he is? I'm here to tell somebody tonight, he is. He's more than what we say. Amen. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has for you and I. Amen. He's got some mighty powerful things. Amen. And if we can find ourselves in a relationship with Him, and we can find ourselves in a prayer room seeking Him, God begins to create greater things in our lives. Amen. It was in a prayer room when those men that were there on Azusa Street, after many, many days and prayer and fasting, God revealed them great things to them. And they were able to preach and sing and do great things for the kingdom of God because of their closeness with God, their hunger for God. They didn't want to have to go out on God. Their heart was to be in His presence. Be close to Him. Be with Him. Amen. They wanted to be more like Him. The self-indulgent give Him lip service while their hearts are panting after other things. Oh, I'm a Christian. I go to church on Easter and what is the other one? Christmas. And you know, I talk to the man upstairs. Is that all he is? Is the man, the big guy upstairs? He wants to be your friend. He wants to be there when in your worst and darkest hour. Amen. When you can't get yourself up off the floor because of you don't believe in yourself, God is there for you. That's the kind of God we serve. He's not that big man upstairs. He's the one that wants to be right there in the midst of your trial. Amen. He wants to be there in the midst of the storm. He wants to be there when you don't feel like you can go another day. That's the God that we serve. Amen. He wants to be there when it just doesn't seem like my life is going the way I want it to go. My relationship is not with my wife or my husband is not where it needs to be. God's still there. Because he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He never will. He never will. Heard a preacher say today, they used to sing that old song, He never failed me yet. He never failed me yet. He said, I hate that song. Because there is no yet with God. God never fails. He never fails. We should sing it differently. We should sing that song. He never fails. He never fails. My God never fails. Everywhere I go, I want the world to know that Jesus Christ never fails. He doesn't. He never fails. Has He failed you? Has He failed any of you? You mean in that worst time of your life? Amen. That you thought you were going to give up, that you thought you were going to die, you didn't think you was going to make it. Amen. Amen. You're here tonight. It's because He never fails. He never fails. He never gives up. He never sits back. He never sleeps. He's always working for your good. Amen. That's why we need to love Him. That's why we need to desire to be in His presence. Amen. And not clinging to the things of the world. Clinging and making them Lord of our life. Don't run out on God. Don't let your relationship with God be jeopardized by your relationship with things of this world. Here are highly important and many times overlooked words that in the very beginning of the Proverbs, the book of wisdom for life, in Proverbs 12:12, it says, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. God wants us to speak of things that please Him. Amen? Not things that don't mean anything or are wayward things. Amen? He wants us to talk of goodness and mercy and His goodness and His blessings in our life. Amen? Get our minds off of everything that tears us down. Start thinking on things that build us up. Amen? God wants to build you up. Our divided hearts make us enemies, adulterers, double-minded people who give lip service that will amount to spiritual death inside our spiritual life. Amen? You can't have a double mind and serve God. You got to have your mind set like flint and made up that there's nothing going to sway you. There's nothing going to cause you to lose your focus on Jesus Christ and His relationship with you. Amen. That has to be made up. Amen. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Not just in God's, in the church, or if your mind's not made up, you're going to be swayed in all things of your life. Every part of your life is going to be wayward. It's going to be just a mess. Because you're mind is not set on the things of God. I've got to have a mind made up. He told Judas in Luke 22:48. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? You do not kiss God unless you give Him a whole heart. You do not have relationship with God unless your heart is sold out to Him. Otherwise, you too will end up betraying Him. I don't want to do that. Amen? I don't want to be a Judas and do the thing. Walk with the disciples. You know, he was there with them every day, you know, collecting the money. He was the money taker. He was with them when they fed the 5,000. You know, he was there all throughout his life. But yet inside, he was walking somewhere else. He was hanging out with something else in his heart. Because his heart, his mind wasn't set on Christ. And he allowed the lure of money to get into his heart and draw him away from the very God of creation. So don't think you can be, you know, here in church regularly, on a regular basis, and not lose out with God. Judas was with the Christ. Touched Him, felt Him, walked with Him, heard His voice, heard His words, he growed so comfortable with God that he allowed something else to steal his heart and steal his mind. And he gave it all. And he lost in the end. What he did to Jesus crushed him so devastatingly that he took his own life. Amen. I pray tonight that our heart can be set on Christ. Amen. Goodbye, world. Goodbye. Come on, let's focus on God. Let's not be committing adultery with our Savior. Let's have a relationship that goes further than you've ever could imagine. Amen. Because I am sold out. My heart is fixed on Christ. Let's stand tonight. I pray that your heart is fixed. Amen. That there's no greater thing on earth than living for Jesus Christ. Amen. Because if you put him first in every situation in your life, in every avenue of your life, you will be blessed beyond measure. Lord, thank you for your blessings, Lord. We're thankful for the Word of God. We thank you for what you do in our lives, what you are to us, Lord. You are more than life itself to us, God. You're the breath. You're the air we breathe, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us and care for us, and that we can have a relationship daily with you. Lord, help us to never walk out on you, Lord, but to keep our soul and our spirit clean and cleansed before you so that we can be close to you. That's why this altar is important, God, so that I can come and pour my heart out and get my soul right before you so that our relationship stays, Lord, hot and loving and kind to one another. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. Help us to walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Be dismissed.